Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press stop. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, April 20, 2020. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with
Right. Good morning, TNT. How you guys doing today? All right, Ray, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Just want to make sure I'm loud and clear. All right.
You sound a little muffled, but not. I can still hear you and understand you.
How about now? Is that better?
Okay.
Not bad.
All right.
No, I had to turn it down because it was loud in my ear, but you guys need it up so you can hear it. All right.
Okay.
All right, so we sent out a couple things yesterday. Let's go through that first. Sent out one this morning, and then we'll take care of that. Delusion?
No. I thought you were going to reference what you sent out because it didn't make it into the latest blast and tweet section.
Oh, so I thought you were going to do that, but okay. Well, what did I send out? Let me see.
Yeah, that's a good question. Let's see. We have to go back and look in the Twitter account. Well, that's not it. Here we are. Let's see. What did you send out? You sent out on your life is about to change and the new business opportunities will be available if you're prepared. That went out.
Hmm.
Oh, first, wait a minute, though. You sent some budget stuff out first, though. Here's a good
okay,
understanding
first was
of
the
budget. Upcoming budget. Right.
Yeah. All right. All right, so everybody read that. Hopefully they read it because that's why I sent it out, so you guys understand where the $30 price, $30, $40 price, where I was talking about where they needed to do this RV or where they wanted it to be at and where it was coming from. And again, so you can see it directly from them. This is what they need to happen and how it should happen, which is great. I sent you guys out our future way of life so you'd be prepared mentally because I do want to tell you guys, TNT, we have been for 10 years now about more than just the date and rate, about more than just the prices of tomorrow. But actually trying to share some life-changing information with you. And I figure what I sent you and how they plan on doing this is going to change a whole lot of people's lives. That's for sure. And the way we live our lives. Not only is it going to change it, but just like I said, if you're smart and you're thinking about it right now, you're going to be the ones with money again. There's going to be some opportunities in here for you. So look at that. Third thing I sent you out this morning was the price of oil, how it has been affected, how, well, yesterday I was going to send you guys this long article because, you know, I got to read everything, know everything, try and put the pieces of the puzzle together in order to do that. There was a long article out about the price of oil, about the agreement that was made at OPEC about some of the reasons why we haven't seen oil go up like it should have, everything. And it was simply that while Russia, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, countries all agreed to reduce their production of oil by 9.7 or 10%, there were other countries who wouldn't agree to do that. Even though they wanted them to do it, they wouldn't do it themselves. So that kind of hurt the market. And the article actually lists some of those countries who refused to do it, with the U.S. being one of them along with that. So because of that and that reduction, because of the virus, as we've been seeing, because of the lack of consumption of oil for the last month and a half, there is a glutton of oil, which is still taking the price down even further. And that's what the article I sent you today showed today's prices now. Some of you are going to see that oil in Texas, we'll wait till Danny come on. I said that last time. But was down all the way to $14. I think Ray told me this morning during their morning call, some people were reporting oil down to $10. All that, guys, was, believe it or not, affects the RV. I mean, absolutely does. Doesn't have any choice but to, can they do it? Can they give their money that kind of value when 90% of Iraq's GDP and total production and livelihood and everything is from oil? I mean, how can you justify that? But good things are still going to come. But there's some idiots out there telling you something else. And that part kills me. So that was some of the things. I just got a text, so I'm going to tell you guys what it says. It says, Sunday night update. Our military intel contact dropped a quick note. He's confirming the info you got for your sources. Everything's lined up for Tuesday, Wednesday, except his info is still lining up for the 22nd, 23rd. He said his info tonight on 19th is DOD security teams, UST teams, White House team believe they can get it started by then. Okay. So this was Sunday night when we got this. It's supposed to happen. We know what's supposed to happen on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Supposedly they're supposed to take the vote over there for their prime minister on one of those 3 days. Anybody think? Now, supposedly, because he hasn't even requested the date yet. He's not even going to do that until tomorrow. Then they have to set the date, and then they have to actually take the vote. Now, they said their goal was to get it done by the 23rd. So two things, and I'm trying to be realistic with you guys. Even if they voted on Thursday, okay, if they stress it out to Thursday, which is the 23rd, and they took the vote, and he passed, just because he said, these are my 22 ministers, that don't mean they go to work tomorrow and know everything they're supposed to do. It still takes time. They still have to get the budget. They've already said they're going to redo the budget before they submit it to Parliament. They've already said it's going to take probably about 30 days to get the budget. We know the rate is in the budget because I sent you the article out Sunday telling you this is the price they said they need to do the new budget. And we know where it was at when we were going to see the RV. We know where the price of oil is today. We know the country's still in lockdown, even though they are going to reduce some of their restrictions effective Friday for Ramadan, everything else. They are going to do that. But we're not even doing that yet. We're arguing about it, but it's not done. But anyway, those are some of the reasons I send you out things like that so you can know about more than just the dinar and the price of dinar, so you can know what's going on in the world and figure it out for yourselves, because sometimes that's what's required. So I got something else I'm going to read you guys first real quick, because this one was a good one. Let me see. Here we go. It says, my Georgia ET contact saying that you got an ankle bracelet. You're still my brother no matter what. Sister, we're trying to get to is put us afar. He said, yeah, you're still listed as a contact with the 800 number. Guys, I tell you guys, a week ago, people will throw my name into anything for any reason, just, I don't know, to get some kind of recognition out of a distance, or I don't know what they're getting out of it. But trust me, the last thing I have on my ankle is an ankle bracelet. I'm just saying, people are so desperate to have something to say or some information or tell people this. I mean, I can read this on and on again. Trump voted again. UST passed everything. Wednesday is our day. I mean, none of this makes any sense of what's really going on in the world. So I hope through TNT, you're not just listening to all the noise and all that ridiculous, but you're also looking at the articles, looking at news, looking at the world, and seeing how this is being put together so you can take advantage of it when it's time. That's the thing we really want to do here. Remember those 90% or the toothless crackheads that they said they were giving the money to? And our goal was to reduce that number. That's still our goal. Reduce that number of 90% being broke in 2 years after they get this money. That's what we've been about from the start, as well as showing you how to maximize your money, but keep your money. That's what all this information is about as we give it to you, to make you think outside the box. Don't think ridiculous like they are constantly putting out day after day, week after week, the same material, and they come up with some excuse every weekend why it didn't happen. They're arresting more people. They've already arrested 100,000 people, according to them, throughout the year, a million, and none of us know about it because it's all in secret. So there's this secret society group that's just making people disappear off the face of the earth with nobody even knowing it. Politicians, millionaires, CEOs, people walking up and down the street. It's just sheer nonsense and has been from the beginning. It is right now. I think all these people could just disappear every week. Another 2,000, another 5,000 people, and nobody know about it, and nothing being said about it. It's just crazy. So here's the last thing, and this is a good thing, because I want to get it out right up front. I was telling you guys that Ray does a class, and I don't know if he calls it actually class or something, instructions or something that he does. Two things. Well, he actually did a good class this weekend, and I'm kind of putting it out there in case you guys didn't know it. He had an hour training class on, I think it was on acronyms or something, and he had some people attend it, which is good. Any information you get learned while we're down is good. But he also does a class meeting or training on the stock market, educating people how to get involved in it, how to use it. And that's about the most I can tell you because I didn't attend either one of them anyway. I'm not telling y'all not to because I'm sure it's good information that people are happy to have it. So, but the thing is, I was talking about, what was it, Robinhood, which is one of the trading platforms out there, or trading companies. And I told him that, because he uses that. I'm going to let him explain it to you guys, though, but it's really good. I told him, people started asking me about Robinhood, and I used to tell them, go use Forex Made Easy. I mean, it costs $400 or something, but, you know, you ain't doing nothing else, sitting around. They give you a $50,000 trading account to play with and learn how to do the business. But that's just one way to do it. There's some other opportunities out there to do it too. And he uses Robinhood. I said I didn't use Robinhood because people asked me about it. And I said just the name alone, just to me, they about to rob somebody. And I'm not going to be one of them. So that's why I said I didn't like the name Robinhood. I don't care. They're going to take it from somebody and give it to somebody, and I'm not going to be one of them just by the name. And I did tell Ray that this morning. We were laughing about it. But there are some advantages to use it, and Ray's going to explain it to you because I'm going to do this before we get started. All right, go ahead, Ray.
Okay, well, we'll back some of you
up. Or actually, let me go back one more step first. Now, he wanted to make sure there were reasons that he didn't offer it to everybody because I was saying it's supposed to be a secret and everything else. And I guess
yeah,
I shouldn't
explain
have put
that
it that way. All right,
yeah, we're going to remove the cloak and dagger mentality that some of you might think is going on. We have reasons for being, quote unquote, secretive, but we'll share all that. Now, all this really, guys, was predicated on how, other than Tony saying get some dong, he was also starting to share with you all how folks were making money in the market. While we were waiting for our reward, here was an opportunity that some of us had been missing out on because we were just focused on rate and date, RV, and then to learn, well, other folks are in the market making money. So we didn't want to continue to miss out on that. So that's what prompted this whole, let's start looking in the market and see what's going on while we're waiting. And so we came across this one company that there's several different platforms that you can invest in the market in. And Robinhood was one that came to us while we were in the mood of let's start learning what's going on in the market so that we can seize the opportunity. So we learned about Robinhood, but the significant thing about Robinhood to me and to a lot of our members now was if you came in under somebody's link, they would give you a free stock. And it could range anywhere from $1 to $15 to possibly even $100, whatever that particular company was that they would randomly let you select. Now, albeit most of them were going to be cheap stocks, but just the mere point that it was something free. And it gave us something to look at and watch it grow, learn. So we started a stock club so that we could talk about our experiences, learn what's going on. And there are some folks who are already well-versed in the stock market that are in the club sharing their wisdom. So that made it a good learning platform for people who wanted to learn about what the market is all about. Because naturally, some of you will want to get into the market post-RV when you do have some money. But there's some who have, you know, a few dollars laying around that want to jump into it now if they see that there's a good opportunity. So that's what prompted all of that. And we didn't want to just put the company name out there, because if you go look it up on your own, you can get in, but you won't get a free stock. So the whole strategy was you need somebody's link. So anyone else that you know that's in the community with us, ask them if they have a link to get the free stock. They give it to you, then you go in that way. You aren't spending any money, so at least you get one free stock that you can start watching how it grows, read what the analysts say about the company. Then when we started the stock club, that just really brought it all together so that people could get an understanding of what's going on in these markets with these currencies so that you can learn a little before you spend any big money. So the stock club is free. We put that information in chat and naturally on open mic, because open mic is my all-day training grounds to experiment with a lot of these things. And then we'll bring it out to everyone else once we've kind of kicked it around the corner a couple of times. And the stock club, if you want to join the stock club, it's through Twitter. It's go to twitter.com/networkshift and just follow. And you're going to be in the club from that. We do calls on Sunday nights to go over stocks, go over what we're learning. No recommendations are being given. We're not telling people to buy this or sell that. We're just learning. And it's a concerted effort. So you can do that. And once you follow on the Twitter, the stock call information is posted there. The playback calls that we've already done, you can go back and play back the last call. Each call is recorded. As well as every Sunday, we'll send out a reminder that the stock call is at 8 p.m. for those who want to get on and hopefully have something to share. Or if not, just come on and learn and hear what's going on.
Okay, so let me stress this real quick so everybody understands it and don't get it wrong. But first of all, you said it's free, right?
Yes.
Okay. Second thing is you can use anybody's referral ID. It's not Ray's referral ID. Anybody in chat, anybody anywhere, this is not multi-level marketing. It's not network marketing. It's nothing of the sort, and Ray's not getting paid off of this when you do it, right? Right, Ray?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So I want to make sure everybody understands that part. Second of all, when you go in, there's nobody who is a, I hope not anyway, because that may cause a problem. There's no stock brokers or stock agents who are part of this. This is just a bunch of people going online and learning together and questioning each other, right? Well, that you
Correct.
Know of, right? Okay.
Right. Well, if there's
All
a stock
right.
broker,
I just want to get that out there.
I hope that one or two does get on so that they can at least just share with us and teach us the lingo, the terminologies. But there's not going to be any buy recommendations or sell recommendations. Nobody's benefiting that way. We're all just using the data that we learn. And then you make your own decision on if you want to buy a stock, you'll know a little bit more about what's involved in it. The company, all of the stock lingo that we don't know, we'll learn all that on that call with people sharing.
Okay, here's the good thing, too, that we discussed earlier. So you guys can go there and learn, just like Forex Made Easy, like I tell you, you can pay for, and they send you CDs and all that stuff. You can go there and learn, but you can choose somewhere totally different to actually do the business or take the chances if
yes.
you want to.
If any platform that they want to
you
buy.
You don't have to do it there. Yeah. You go to Ameritrade or TD Trade or whatever any other ones and do what you want to do, or if you already have an account there. So anyway, I just wanted to explain that whole thing. I guess they were getting questions, comments, and sound like I was trying to hide something from you guys, but I really wasn't. But some of these people did text me and tell me I had a big mouth, and why am I telling everything about this?
But that's only because we wanted that's only because we wanted everyone to benefit. And by getting a free stock, that's a benefit. If it's nothing but a $5 stock, that's $5 you didn't have to spend money on, and then you can watch it grow. But the only way to do that is with a link. Now, people that don't want a free stock, you can just go to Robinhood.com and join right now. And you'll be on the platform. You just won't have a free stock. And then when you get on the stock calls, when we do our training, and most of us, we're using that platform to learn how to maneuver around. So it's your option.
All right.
So we're good?
All right. So I just wanted to get all those explanations out the way before we start the call. All right. We're good?
Okay. Cool.
All right. So, guys, this is where we're at. Hopefully with Iraq, they're supposed to have a meeting today. He said he was going to request a vote date. Oh, no, that's tomorrow. Actually, not even going to request it until tomorrow. So we know it's not taking place tomorrow. They wanted to get it done by Friday, and hopefully they will get it done by Friday, take the vote. Seems like he has everybody's vote, except for the protesters. The protesters have gone online, on Facebook, on Twitter, somewhere else, formed a new group of protesters on the internet, said they're going to be ready as soon as the virus is over, with a million people, if not more, hitting the street, protesting the fact that the government went back to the quota system instead of doing what they had spent 5 months protesting for and said they were going to do, which is put a new government in place based on young, intellectual, honest people. They went back to the quota system because they're taking advantage of it, like I told you guys before, while the protesters are on lockdown. They're taking advantage of them and going to put a new government in place that they can deal with afterwards, but they can still move forward. But they're letting them know if they don't get everything they were promised, they're going to come back with a vengeance, saying even more than it was before. And they're putting it out there, and they're noticing that on Facebook. So we'll see what happens as far as get the vote, do that. Iraq is talking about releasing some of the restrictions here for, what do you call it? I don't know what you even call it. Ramadan, for Ramadan.
Oh, okay.
Letting some people move around and everything, and we'll see what happens there. There's still people in the square, they said. Their tents are still there, so they're going to be ready to take off running as soon as it does happen. Now, as far as Iraq itself, if they get the vote in, again, they said they're going to try and do the budget for the 5 months of 2020. And we don't know what the 5 months are, May through September, with October, August through December. And it would make sense that they would do it immediately because they need it immediately. I don't know that that would go into effect like that. As far as, I'm trying to think, even with the budget, can they get the rate with the price of oil where it is right now today? I personally can't see it. I can't see them justifying it. Again, even once they get the government, there's nothing else there. The economy is still shut down. If oil is still where it's at, it can't justify a new rate. They think the rate's going to go up for May because of the deal that OPEC had, but they still know there's issues with the glut of oil that's sitting in the tankers, sitting in the warehouses, on the boats, machines, wherever they have it, and nobody's asking for any of it, because that's the big problem now. Nobody's buying it, even though it's there. Even though they cut down production by 10 million a day, the tanks are still filling up because nobody's buying it, because everybody they sell to is still shut down. So, and that's global. It's having a global effect, again, with the market. So when I tell you guys, the final piece of this puzzle is the virus. The final piece of the puzzle is the virus. When are the global economies going to open back up, start using it, so the price goes up, so the economy can go, people can go back to work, lives will go back, then everything will change, because then they can justify what they're trying to do. Could that happen sooner than later? Yes. There's some countries, we know it, some states here in the U.S. that are trying to open up by the 1st of May, which means by the middle of May, end of May, things could happen the way we want them to happen. They could come right out because orders are being placed, and they're starting to ramp it back up, and again, they can justify it. And, you know, we somewhat want that to happen, and I'm just saying, but the bottom line is not at the cost of people dying, losing their lives, everything, so we can get some money in our pockets. I'm sure you guys agree with me. That's something we don't want to happen. We can wait. We waited this long. We can wait to make sure before we do it at the sacrifice of others. I would hope you guys feel that way anyway. So with that, I know we got some questions, so let's get to them.
Okay. Let me get the first question out of the way. We did do a webinar yesterday. There were some technical challenges. Quite a few people that registered for the webinar could not get on to view it. And when you did the registration, my email address was in the registration. So if you are one of those who couldn't view the seminar yesterday, email me, put in the subject line, couldn't view the seminar. And I'm working with the company to get the playback set up so I can send you the link to the playback so that you can see it in its entirety. All right, now let's get to some questions here that we have. First question is Luna Azel. Says, Ray, it is my birthday. Would you please play your musical birthday wish? Thank you both for all love you have shared these 10 years. And Luna Azel is 72 years young.
Okay.
Celebrating her birthday on today, April the 20th, 2020. Happy birthday, Luna Azel.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine.
So have a no worries, don't you hesitate. It's time to bossy, bossy, time to celebrate.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Hold on. No, hold on.
Yes, sir.
Luna, L-U-N-A?
Yes.
Okay, 72 years old and
young.
I don't know if you're aware or young, yes. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but you need to get your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, and ask them why your birthday is celebrated all around the world. Your birthday is probably the second thing to Christmas as far as or New Year's as far as partying all around the world. So have a happy, happy birthday, because your birthday is 420 day, April 20th. Okay. So I don't even know if you guys know what that is, but Luna found out your birthday is celebrated around the world. You always know there's a party on your birthday, not somewhere, but almost everywhere around the world. All right, let's go.
Okay. All right. Blackbird says, Tony, I've heard you say buy more dong. So if you had a choice to buy only one currency now between dinar and dong, which one would you buy and why?
Okay. Yeah. I only bought one. I would buy the dong because it's a better return. Now, here's the problem with that. I already have dinar. I have dinar. And I know the dinar is going because the dinar is the foundation. So I know that. But I know the maximum amount I can get for the dinar, okay, is $28.50 for a limited amount. And then four or maybe $361 other than that. At that price point, okay, at let's say $1,000, a million, I'm only going to get $361. Now, for the dong, I know I can get between 47 cents and $2. And even though there's a max, but even at 47 cents or a dollar, the value is better. My return is greater buying the dong. It just is. I get more for my buck when I do that. And I can buy so many millions more than I can buy millions of dinar at the same price. So where I would get, you know, 4 million. Let me see. Well, I'm not going to actually do the math, but I'm going to do it like this. For $4 million and $1,000 times 47 cents, you guys do it, I can end up with $40 million versus dinar $4 million, right? Or four something. Somebody do the math real quick while I'm talking, so I don't have to do the math. But trust me, the dong is a better return on your money than the dinar is. Just based on that, because I get more millions. And at half a million each, it's just better. I mean, just do the numbers. Now, the only possibility is, and I can't really say that, I'm going to say we know the dinar has to go because it's the foundation. We feel that the dong is going to go because China wanted it. And out of both of them, I know because the banks have told me it's on their screen, this is the rate. And this is what I'm going to be able to give you when you come in here. So those are things that I know. I know. And based on that, if I had a choice that you can't buy anything else, then I would just buy dong. That's my choice. Okay. All right, what's next, Will?
All right. Sunstar says, any news or updates from the CBI, WTO, or IMF you can share?
There's no news or updates about anything happening because nothing's happening. IMF wants to give them some money for the virus and help do that and set up some loans for them to do that. But nothing's going to happen, guys. And I keep being as honest as I can be with you. I wanted to. The bank people are still sitting at home. There's nothing happening. I don't care what these idiots tell y'all. Everybody's getting ready. Things. There's no body exchanges. There's nobody at call centers. There's no rate on the screen because everything has been put on hold until there's a prime minister. They know nothing can happen. And now these other conditions that are going on. So we're not seeing that. We know everything is scheduled. Everything was talked about. We don't know what's going to happen with their new administration and the budget because they already said they had to make changes because it was based on, you know, $50, $56. And actually, it was $40. Now we're down to $30. And now we're down to $28 yesterday. They think they're going to be down to $10. So they are going to have to adjust the budget based on everything else. And that's okay. Even if they adjust it and if they wait till the middle of May, like they're saying they're doing, when they can have the new prices out for oil, because it ends on Tuesday, tomorrow, the new prices come out in May that they can base their deals on, makes more sense. They can justify a higher price and everything else. Then we'll see something. Then we'll start getting, you know, I still got all the same contacts. I'm telling you guys that. All the same contacts. I still call them, just like I did this morning. And they're still telling me, nope, not yet. It's not moving yet. We know what it is. Nope, we're still sitting at home. We're not even back to work. I'm hearing it everywhere. We still have the restrictions going on. We're still trying to figure out how we're going to do it. Because that's the reality of what's really going on. Now, is it still going to happen? Absolutely. Because more than ever, the global economy now needs it to happen. Not just Iraq, Iran, and the U.S. The global economy now needs it to happen. So, yes, they're definitely going to push it. Okay, what's next?
Are there any political laws or CBI banking laws you know of that have to go into the Gazette before revaluation of the dinar?
No, I don't know any of them that have to be recorded in the Gazette. I mean, there's changes, things that are going to be in the budget, but not that I know they have to be recorded in the Gazette. Because you got to think, again, guys, everybody was ready to go on October the 1st before all this other stuff came up. They were ready to go. It was scheduled to go October 1st of last year. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Number three, could you give an overview of what financial players are involved in Iraq's auctions, and besides Iran, are there other Middle East countries involved in those auctions?
No international countries are involved. There was only 27 banks involved. I think it was 27. And some of them were involved illegally. Now, that did come out. And they were asking CBI why they were letting these banks who weren't qualified in the auction to be in the auction. And CBI's answer was it's being looked into, and that once the auctions resume with cash, because they're having auctions, they had two this weekend, no cash, but that those banks would be eliminated and the requirements would be enforced, is what it said. So, but there was only 27 banks, I think, is what I read over the weekend. Okay, something close to that.
Okay. G. Winston says, was wondering if there's any more news on the IMF platform investing. Is that still an option, and what is the cost to become involved?
It is an option. I think we talked about it Wednesday. It's always going to be an option. It may be needed even more than ever before for people to get involved. There is no cost that I'm aware of. It's all about who you know, when you know. There is an application, because they do that. But it is, as I told you, I was told I was invited to attend, be part of it. I was going to be able to bring some people with me. And I don't know the limit on the people, how many. But it's like anything else, you're not just doing it for anybody. You have to be somebody, know somebody, have some money, opportunity. But the mere fact that he put it out there and he, you know, told us months ago that I put it out there means there's a whole lot of opportunity that's going to come, because he said they needed $1 trillion to go into this plan. So, and that's globally, not just us. They needed $1 trillion worth of investors to be involved in this. So, I don't know. When I get the requirements, the package, like I said, I'll have to figure it out, which I'll do. I'll let some people know. But it's just like I don't know how long he'd been on here. Years ago, I told you guys, before the IMF came up, that there were some platforms in Europe that I had been invited into, and I had knowledge of and stuff in the past, and people were doing them. And these platforms pay out weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, or a year, depending on how you wanted your payments to be. And they're crazy interest rates. And those are the kind of things and reasons why we're here at TNT, and what we'll take advantage of after the RV itself happens and people will actually be able to get involved in those things. Okay, what's next?
All right. Erlene says, I have checked on Travelex today to buy more dong, but now it is not listed for purchase. Do you find that interesting?
I do. I absolutely positively do. So let me check it out and see. Because I know they sell it because I bought it there before. Let me see. It's not listed, huh?
You know, other than Travelex, most folks can just check their local banks to see if their local bank has it, if it's dealing with foreign currencies.
Now, not every bank does. So I know Citibank doesn't do the VND. But I know Chase does. They do VND. Okay, what's next?
Okay. And also, other than the banks, if your currency exchange places in your vicinity don't offer it, then your next course or recourse is going to be to go to the internet and look for dealers that are selling it. But the banks are going to be your cheapest source, as well as the exchange locations. I know quite a few folks are still hitting me up wanting to know, where can I buy dong? Because they're hearing, you know, us talking about it here. But those will be your choices, folks, to check and see. Let's talk to some live individuals. Yes, sir.
Hold on 1 second. Mm-hmm. I need somebody, call Travelex because they're open. And then text me because you're right. I'm looking at it right here and it's not on the screen. But I know, and I've told some people this week about it, and they walked into Travelex here and walked out with it in their hand. So, anyway, give them a call real quick and see if they're still doing it. They may just be out. I don't know.
You know, I think the bus lady might have bought all of it.
Oh, is that what happened?
Well, she'll let us know.
There she goes. She always starting something, huh?
Yep, because it's top of the list. 281 area code, you're on.
Well, hello, troublemakers.
Yeah.
Look, I bought all of my currency some months back, and I'm chilling right now, just waiting for this thing to go. I have a whole lot of it, so.
Okay.
I probably could call Travelex today. I made this call just to see. But when I get mine, I get it from the banks. I normally buy mine from Chase. I never have a problem when I go to them to buy it. So they have plenty of it.
Well, here's the difference, and this is what I tell people all the time, because, you know, I'm a instant gratification kind of guy, you know. I put my money on the counter. I want whatever I want. I don't like ordering stuff, waiting stuff to be delivered, none of that. And the difference is when you go to Travelex, well, at the bank, when you give them money, they give you money. And I like to see that. If you're online or if you go to Chase, you got to pay for it, come back in 2 days, and we'll have it. And, you know, I'm like, come back in 2 days? I just came. So that's why I always say Travelex, because you get it put in your hand if you walk in there. All right. I'm sure there's more than just Chase that sells the VMD too. So.
Oh, yeah, it is. Okay, well, I did have a question. I know you touched on part of it, but I just wanted to get a little bit more clarification. So with the oil prices dropping lower and Iraq and all of them are still trying to, I guess, get the budget ready to be, you know, approved when it's time and get that oil price in there. Okay, so the OPEC deal was made between who? was it Russia and Saudi in the U.S.? Am I correct? Or
no.
Who did that?
No.
Okay, so who did they make an agreement?
Okay. Russia and Saudi Arabia were causing the issue.
Right.
Okay. They were having a price war. So the U.S. and Iraq both got involved and tried to broker a deal between the two of them. And that didn't work so much. Yes, the U.S. got involved. Said, hey, you guys are affecting everybody else now. So we got to have a little meeting here. So Russia, Saudi Arabia, and other Middle Eastern countries all agreed to reduce their production, combined 9.7%. Okay, so the biggest reduction in history, almost 10%. They agreed to do that, with Iraq being 1.3 million barrels a day, which is the largest they've ever done, and it's going to affect their economy. But they said, okay, if that's what it takes to get this right, we will do that. Now, I'll have to actually go and find the article. They said that wasn't enough to fix the problem. We needed some other countries to reduce theirs too. Now, other countries being the U.S., Brazil, I'm trying to look for it. I was actually going to send it to you guys this morning, but I know some people don't want to hear it or don't want to believe what's going on. Let me see. I got to find it. But, anyway, they were having a fit seeing that these other countries weren't doing their fair share because their 10 million wasn't enough to affect the price of oil simply because nobody's buying oil. They said we still got a glut of oil that's sitting there and do it. So unless other countries do theirs, it's just like you're filling up a 5-gallon jug. Let's look at that. So the more you fill that jug, the less valuable it is, right? So the jug is full halfway and the price has gone down. So Saudi Arabia, Russia, Iraq, those kinds of agree, okay, I'm going to slow down the faucet because there's two faucets going in there or more than one filling up. I'm going to turn my faucet down and slow down what's going in there. But these other countries said, okay, go ahead and do that. That's going to help. It's going to raise the price. And they're looking at it and said, but it doesn't help if you leave your faucet wide open. That's what you're doing. So you leave yours wide open or have me turn mine halfway down and you just turn yours one turn. And they're saying that's not working. And that's what's going on. I was actually, I'll send you guys the article afterwards, so you'll understand it. You can actually look at it for yourself.
Yeah. So that means that they would have to make some type of agreement with these other countries to give them incentive to want to do that? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Who's the other countries? Who's making the agreement?
Whoever, the ones that are not turning their faucets down.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Why would I want to do that? I'm just saying. So that's my question. Would they have to make some type of agreement with them to make them want to do that?
Well, yeah, they'd have to look at it and say, okay, that was plan A, was get you guys to turn yours down, which should have worked. But now the problem is, I mean, if you would have just turned yours down in the beginning, it's great. But now that we have all this over here, we have to turn ours down. We turn ours down, and we still have all this over here because there's none being used. So we're saying the solution is two things. You guys turn yours down just like we did until we can get somebody to start using this. That hasn't happened. So now what they're trying to do is saying, well, no, let's just go ahead and open up all the countries around the world again. Everybody will start using it. And by August, September, we'll be caught up. they'll be using as much as we're pouring in, and we never had to reduce ours while you agreed to reduce yours by 10%. Somebody always wants to win, you know, and
right.
do that, and it's going to affect everybody. But that's what they're trying to do right now, yes.
Oh, okay, because I didn't understand that part, but now that's more clear because, yeah. Well, I guess we'll wait and see. So maybe if around that time, then maybe the coronavirus pandemic may be subsiding even more, hopefully, and we will see what happens with that part of it. Because to me, again, it's still not going to matter if they do all of this stuff and this virus is still either spreading or hasn't been enough done to make people feel comfortable with opening the countries back up. So I'm hoping all of this kind of work along a side with each other so that we can get to an end point together and get something done here. And maybe we can go to the bank soon, you know. So with that
okay,
said,
so you want to be the mediator, right?
I just want them to get this over with, get this virus done, and get the oil going. Everybody just get along so we can get this
everybody
in the bank. Okay,
well,
thank you, guys.
All right, thanks.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Next, 404.
I can't find this other. Oh, wait a minute. Wait
okay.
before you start.
All right, hold up,
on.
404.
Wait.
1 second.
Tish, if you resend me that article, I don't have to look so hard. All right, go ahead.
All right, 404. You are on.
Good enough. Good afternoon, Tony and Ray. Appreciate the continued connecting of the dots and the like. I'm kind of with your time frame of what the Prime Minister designate has claimed he is wanting to do and really asking for the date tomorrow, which is not saying doing it tomorrow. It's like and trying to get it done by the 23rd. Well, that's pretty, compressed time frame. And then Ramadan starts. But things that are still showing up in the paper does not appear that they are still getting to the same page, that there are ones that are kind of pointing out certain ones that they don't like that have been apparently named as the ministers. Are your folks saying that they are going to just kind of bite the bullet and approve this government, recognizing that this is pretty much their last opportunity to get this thing done before it would fall to Soleil taking over and, doing whatever and whatever their constitution says? Or, what are they saying? Should we even be concerned that they're just going to do it and then deal with it? Or is there that risk that they're going to still be squabbling? Because that seems to be what they are getting well known for, squabbles, in the sandbox. Sorry.
Okay, so what's going to happen is what usually happens. They're going to say they're going to do something, and they're going to do something else all the way up to that minute and then change the date normally. Now, since they are at the end of the road, this is what's going on. Sadar came out today and said, you know what? I'm not going to be blamed for this. That's what he said. So I'm telling you, I'm going to pass the government as long as they do this. I'm not going to, because he said, I was blamed last time. I'm not going to be blamed if it doesn't go through this time. So I'm going with it. So Barzani comes out and says, hey, we sent a delegation to Baghdad. We're talking today, right now. We're making sure he's going to keep the agreement that I had with the last two. And as long as the Sunnis are going to vote for him, we are going to vote with them because we're doing this together with the Sunnis, so we know that we have a majority number. So Maliki, Amiri, everybody else is absolutely quiet, but they're still discussing. they have said there are 22 ministers, and some of their names will change in the next 24 hours. So even though we have 22 to submit today, it's not going to be the same 22 we submit tomorrow. But we got 22 names, and we're supposedly asking to submit it tomorrow and ask for a date. Anything they do in Iraq, like anything they say, is confusing as hell. And you never know what they're going to do until they actually do it. But they're saying they're ready to go. They know this is their last opportunity. But here's the thing, guys. We see the pressure being put on to Thursday because they want it before Ramadan. That's what they're saying. But they know they have until the 12th of May, if that's what it takes. They're just saying they want it by Friday. Don't mean they're actually going to do it.
Thursday is Ramadan.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, doesn't mean they're actually going to do it.
Well,
I'm hoping they do.
Theater. And the like. No, I also appreciate your continued updates in terms of the bank status on this side of the pond, that they aren't either at the call centers or the exchange centers. But I am curious whether or not there have even been any discussions, according to your sources, of that if this were to, if the virus situation extends further than you know, right now they're thinking, heaven forbid that that were to happen. But have they even explored that if the country is up and, you know, what's happening in Oregon is the same thing that's happening in Florida and Louisiana, Texas, and so on, that they know what they're going to be doing with the country completely open, or if there are still pockets where the virus is in play but the bulk of the country is open, that they would still go on with the exchange, and if so, that they've got protocols for the bank personnel and those of us exchanging, how that would happen, or have they said, no, we're not going to do that, it's just going to straight, the virus thing is behind us, and then we deal with this. Have they even given any indication?
None. And that's what I'm going to say. Now, either way, they're not having meetings. They're not
period.
Having discussions, period. They're just saying it's all suspended for now. They're not calling in any of their regional people. They're not retraining people. They haven't heard anything about them constructing plastic walls on their desk. Sliding paperwork under their tenure. They haven't been told any of that. Trained on any of that. I haven't been told any new safety procedures because, I mean, they're just not doing it. They're just not going to go through all that and at the end don't have to do any of it. They say the virus is gone. Or at the end, they're saying, you know, how do we go back and only revalue the currency for half the country and then the other half get theirs in 90 days or 3 months or whenever their state comes clear? Because nobody sees it working like that, and it would just be a nightmare, and there's no way for it to, and the numbers to come out, and then, you know, without people all complaining that somehow or another they got robbed, they got cheated, you gave them this price, you gave me that price. So, no, for somebody even think they're going to try and do something crazy like that, it's crazy to me.
Yeah. Well, I've got to change my mantra to change it to be the whenever post-RV is going to happen on the TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project. We just will have you tell us when it's going to be, and then we will cooperate and do it at that point. So, again, thank you for helping us connect the dots. It's crazy, crazy time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks again. Have a great day. Talk to you later.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. 916 area code, you are on. 916-317. Okay, were you talking to us? 916? Okay, I'll try to come back to you. 972, area code, you're on.
Hey, fellas, Danny in Dallas.
Danny,
what's going on, man?
Well, thanks for the news. Woke up to see a $9 a barrel oil. Good Lord.
$9 a barrel.
That is just flat crazy. But you always did say it's going to get crazy before it gets better.
Before it gets better.
Yeah. So I agree. It is crazy. I did do a little bit of reading once I picked myself up off the couch. There is some room for positioned people to make a killing on this, because the May futures and then the June futures are just crazy high, and I'm not intelligent enough in the market to play it, but that's going to be an interesting situation. I hope some of my friends are able to take advantage of that. All right. Keep buying Dong. That's about all I can think of right now. I hadn't been to church in 4 weeks, and video situation is not that fulfilling. I think, don't tell anybody else in Dallas, but I think this evening we're going to all head up to the church, to the back porch, stay in our cars, and there's going to be a few musicians out there cranking it up. And we may do a parade where we drive around and wave at each other, but we can't touch. Oh my, it's a crazy time.
Well, Danny.
Yes.
And everybody understand, we had a church that decided they were going to have their service here, I think. And before it was all over, 70 people in the church ended up with the virus. So we know
good
that
grace.
Because they just were going to do it their own way. We had a pastor, a preacher, who said, hey, tell all these people, come to church, pay your tithes, do what you need to do. If you die, it's God's will. And he died on Monday. Okay? So he got the virus and he died on Monday. Well, yeah. But what I'm saying is, you guys have got to realize, and even though I am the worst person in the world for following the rules, I can tell you that. I'm absolutely the worst. But you guys have got to realize that in large gatherings, and I'm not doing large gatherings because, you know, against the rules, and common sense is telling me people are dying when you do that. And fortunate or unfortunate for us, I look at our numbers here where I live at. Every death was somebody 65 and older. Everybody, every single person that has died so far around the Sacramento region, on millions of people, as long as you have been 65 or older. Most of your people who are at risk at church are 65 and older because they go to church. And I'm just telling you guys, just period. Not that it's wrong, but be careful. Take care of yourself. And let's just wait till this is over. Believe me, if God is at that church and he can hear you, I'm telling you, he can hear you in your living room. He can hear you in your car. He can hear you walking down the street. You do not have to risk your life for one Sunday service or something. Just don't do that. I mean, to me, I'm just saying don't do it. And matter of fact, just look, if you do, I was going to say, look at all the services you'll be missing after you're gone. But I guess you'll be the guy, so it'll be all right.
It'll be all right. Hey, thanks for sending out that article on Bloomberg, what life may be like after the virus. It really did have a lot of material in there that would make you think and ponder and imagine how things could be. Everybody on this call is old enough probably to remember the 2K panic. We spent about 2 years in preparation for that. It came and went, millions of dollars changed hands, and nothing happened. I'm hoping there is some aspect of that that is also similar to the virus here. You know, SARS never came back. That N1H1 thing never came back. There were other things that only modestly came back. So you're right. It is not something to be foolish with. And I guess that pastor got his wish, because he's singing in the heavenly choir now, I suppose. And who knows? That may have been his whole message. I won't be taking any chances. I got windows in my car, and the air conditioner works when the windows are up. It's good.
Right. Okay.
Listen, thanks.
Don't take
for
it
what
to,
you got.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Believe me, your oil price is going to be the number one news item all day today. So, okay.
I imagine so. Yes, sir. See you.
All right.
Thanks. Take care, sir. All right. 916. We're going to give you another try. Are you ready?
No, I'm sorry. I'm putting my hand down because I'm still trying to get my prescriptions filled over here.
Okay. All right, sir. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, then. Bye-bye. 610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Hey, man.
How
are you doing today?
Doing super fantastic. And, Ray, thank you very much for your information at the beginning of the call about yesterday's webinar.
Mm-hmm.
I was not able to get on, so I will send you my information.
Great.
And Tony, happy 420, Tony. Happy 420. Today's the day.
I know, but I wonder if – I actually wonder how many people actually know what that is. Or if she knows about her birthday, everybody's celebrating. But, all right, go ahead.
All right. Very good, very good. All right, shortened version, Tony. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT Super Fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And on behalf of Ray and on behalf of Tony, thank you to all of you who have sent donations in the past, those of you who will send in your donations today and in the near future. Your donations are needed and very, very much appreciated. Ray, Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
All right, 951 area code. You are on.
Yes. Good morning. Yeah, I did find some dong online. So, and I did go to TravelX also, and they didn't have any listed. So. I don't know what's going on there. So, but anyway, that's about all I had to say. I did have another question, but I can't remember what it was, and I didn't write it down. So I'll probably remember after the call's over with, and I'll get back on the call again on Wednesday. So,
All right, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Have a good one.
All right.
All right, thank
you. Okay.
360.
Hold on a second, Ray.
Hold
on.
Hold up, 360.
Hold on, I was hoping somebody could call TravelX while we're doing this and find out what they're saying, because I can't call them because we're on. But anyway, Tish, I did find it, so I didn't need it. So there's an article here about OPEC, and it says that countries that did not participate in reduction, such as the United States of America, Canada, Brazil, and Norway, had to announce a reduction of their production, especially that OPEC agreement would not suffice to cover the decline and deterioration that occurred in the global oil demand as a result of the corona crisis. So they're saying the U.S., Canada, Brazil, and Norway, not that they didn't reduce it enough or equal to what everybody else was doing, and that Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and then we're saying that's part of the problem why oil didn't shoot back up, because everybody didn't reduce it equally. Now, they're also saying the problem is that the countries around the world aren't ordering oil like they did. So they have a glutton because they haven't stopped producing it. They're still pumping it out of the ground, even though they slowed it down by 10%. Or a million barrels a day in Iraq, is still pumping it, and it's still going nowhere, like the example I gave you guys earlier in the call. That's why we see it. And this is article already says we can look forward to oil going down to $10 a barrel, but Danny just told us it's already at $9 a barrel in Texas today. So how can we have a complete RV, guys, at 361? When oil was up to $40 a barrel, $50 a barrel, and it's down to $9. I don't understand who that makes sense to. When these guys keep telling you it's happening tomorrow, they signed off everything. How can you value a currency at what it was valued when oil is in the currency? How can we spend 10 years, because we have talked about it for the last 10 years, even these other idiot gurus, you go back and listen to their information, and they're telling you, hey, we need oil to get to this price before the RV can happen. Oil is going up. They all told you that, and now oil is not at that price, and you keep saying that the RV is tomorrow or Wednesday or Thursday. I'm just not understanding. Okay, so just as I suspected, guys, because so many of you TNT people are so well-versed and so educated and are all probably making the right decisions, TravelX is saying it's not listed because they've run out because you bought it all. So they have to wait till they can get some more to put it back on the board, basically it. All right?
Okay.
Let's solve that mystery. All right, what's next?
All right. 360, you are on. Area code 360. Okay, something happened to him. So we'll go to 908. You are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
How you doing?
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, I thought I heard somebody else. With respect to, you were talking before about the IMF platforms. You said, will you be putting out a list? You said you were going to be able to take some people along or go with, you know, have some people come along with you. When the time comes, will you put that, like, how will you decide who's on that list? Is there a list or something to sign up for, or how is that going to work?
I have no idea. I know I shouldn't have ever said that.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I don't mean to put you on the spot. I just wanted to make sure if there was information to be gotten. But I got that information. But
I'll be honest. I talked to him. He said you could. Yes, I'm gonna be able to let you bring a people. He said there was some kind of application because they didn't want just anybody and everybody, but anybody could come. I guess if you got enough money. So I don't know. I was just trying to tell you guys there is gonna be an opportunity for some, and it's just like anything else. I don't know how I'm going to select them. Put names in a jar or something.
Would it be okay to mention, like, would your wealth manager have that information if it was mentioned to him at the first or second meeting? If you mentioned that to him, would he know? Would they know what you're talking about?
You know, just like every wealth manager doesn't know about IPOs, every wealth manager doesn't know about stocks. I mean, everybody can't know everything. If you have enough money, I'm sure they can connect you with a wealth manager who says, yep, I know just who to call. Or, yep, okay, I know how to get on the floor and do this or that. And there's going to be after. I'm not saying I'm going to be the only outlet or the only way to get to one of these IMF contracts or agreements, because that absolutely is not going to happen. I mean, the committee
right.
guy himself and those guys are doing it and selecting who they want to select. And they need $1 trillion, so they're not going to leave it to one person. But I would
right.
go in saying, hey, I'm looking at these type platforms. The IMF is looking for some investment opportunities. Can you go and investigate that? Make calls up the line, get to wherever you need to get to. Now I'm looking at IPOs. And then what kind of investment platforms does the bank itself have or have knowledge of that you can get me to? Because these
right.
are the type of investments I'm looking for. I'm a risk taker. I want to take some risk. I want to get some reward. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, that's how
sounds
I would
good.
Approach it.
Yeah. I appreciate it, Tony. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great day, man.
You too.
Okay. 415 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing and all the information you're giving and all the – and I love it. I love some of the people that call in. Danny, so funny, and Bus Lady, and it's really great. I wanted to say that my sister's birthday is today. And, yes, I know what – one of the reasons that 420 is so popular around the world. But I also wanted to mention that it's Hitler's birthday.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I was born on George Washington's birthday. My older sister was born on Hitler's birthday. My younger sister, who is no longer alive, was born on Thomas Jefferson's birthday. And my brother was born on Flag Day.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, I know. The other thing is that are you thinking that the oil, even though it's down so low, can get up there, you know, within a month or 2 months? Do you have a
I'm
sense of that?
That today, and hopefully they're making the right move, I don't know, some of the countries started easing their restrictions and letting people back out, trying to restart their economies.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they're doing the right thing. I know there's at least 4 states here in Florida. I don't know what's going on in Florida, but anyway, they're just opening it wide open. I hope it doesn't affect people, but going this fast or this soon, but maybe they're making the right decision. I don't know. But
well,
the U.S. and a couple of states are trying to open up at least by the first week in May, if not, you know, next week.
Well, I
and,
think
and there are other countries doing the same. But by doing that, by the middle of next month, the more they get and everybody sees it going back, when the new contracts come out for June and July ahead of time, yes, the price of oil could go back up. And it will go back up fast, just like I tell you guys about the market. So if they plan on doing that, then we could go with what I think the plan is now anyway, is to see the RRV by the end of May or first week in June.
Okay. Now, here's the other thing about opening up. I mean, I agree that right now we need to have more tests so that people can find out whether they have it, whether they're shedding and giving it to others or whatever. But one of the main reasons that people are dying, first of all, it's so contagious, yes, so we need to do the distancing. But the other thing is that when people get into the hospital, go to ICUs, the conventional medical people that are just, you know, giving their life support basically to help the people have to put them on life support. They don't have things to really help with the virus, even though there are things available. But those things have been labeled alternative and unscientific, even though they've been used for a long time. And I'm not going to get into what those things are. But if it were possible that those things were to be brought more to the forefront and utilized, and they're not that expensive, then the thing is that if you got the virus and you did have symptoms, you could have it mitigated so that maybe it would be like just having a bad flu instead of ending up in ICU and put on the respirator, which actually is life support. It doesn't do anything to help your lungs, and in fact, people are having horrible problems after they've been on that, and actually a lot of people die because they're put on respirators. So I'm hoping for a real something really different, because I don't like the future that that you sent out, how it could be in the future. And they're saying, you know, until we have a vaccine for all, that things can't get normal. Because I want to be able to go to a fair if I want to. I want to be able to be around other people. I am 75. I do what I can to take care of myself. But so I just am hoping for that kind of a situation where we're not going to be as locked in and police state medical thing. So
okay.
Anyway, I'm hoping it all works out. Thank you so much for
all
that you do.
That things can go back to normal. I mean, I really want to live a normal life, but that may be the new normal. And, you know, as I sent it out to a bunch of people, and I said, you know, you need to get your head right now. You need to start thinking this is a real possibility. This is how life is, and it's not by our choice. But, and I think it is to save people, our young 70s. Because they're the ones that are being most affected by this, because it buys and everything else. So while it's not ideal not to have sporting events, guys, and for us to have all this dinar money, and now we can't even enjoy it, we can't have our event in Vegas or around the country and things that we wanted to do, is horrible, but it's a small sacrifice compared to the people's lives. That would be at stake if we did do it. I mean, they don't have this thing gone and everything else. So I got to look at that at the same time as far as the NAR is concerned. But hopefully it'll be over. Hopefully it is turns out to be like the flu or like chicken pox or like any other thing that was on a global scale and finally came to an end and we found a vaccine for it. It just takes a little while longer. So I'm being positive and hoping they come up with something. And I'm being realistic, though, because never have they come up with a vaccine in 3 or 4 months for anything. It is taking years for that part to happen. Being that this is a seasonal event, or they think it's going to be, it's going to go away with the heat, with the summer, everything else, come back next winter. Maybe we can do the RV over the summer, get rid of it, be prepared, better prepared next winter. And we'll definitely be better prepared to help people as they go through it. So that's the way I look at it, but we'll hope it come out right. All right.
All right. Thanks, sir. 615, area code. We'll get you in.
Yes, thank you. This is Lena.
Oh, hey, Lena.
Okay, good morning.
Good. I have a question about an article that was back, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago, and it had to do with that there was still restrictions and sanctions against the Iraqi dinar, and that the IMF and the World Bank, the United Nations, and yes, the U.S. was supposed to make a decision on whether to remove those sanctions and restrictions in June. Do you remember that, Tony, that them talking about that there would be another meeting in June? And is that still part of it or not?
I don't think anything's part of it. I don't remember it, to tell you the truth. So unless it's something that they put on. Maybe if you can find the article and send it to me, I'll talk about it on Wednesday or something. But I'm not remembering a particular article that you're talking about.
Well, and I didn't. I just made a note. I just made a note of it that that was the, there was another meeting that was going to be in June to make that decision of whether Iraq was stable enough and secure enough in order to take those restrictions off. And I guess that, you know, after they get a complete or a government situated and the situation is right to do it, they do it. But that was one of the things that they would have to look at in June, whether it was stable enough. And so anyway, I just thought I'd ask that. I made a note of that in my notes. So, okay, well,
okay.
That was it. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. All right, let's wrap it up.
Okay. Well, okay, guys. As I always say, the news is the news. Good, bad, or indifferent. But one thing we know is we're going in the right direction. Things are still moving forward. There's nothing really negative. We'll see what happens tomorrow. If he submits his government, if he asks for a date and a vote, that puts us one day closer. We know that's the next thing we have to look for, is when they vote, when do they have a prime minister, so we can go on to the budget and the virus. Because those are the four things, you know, that we always talked about, or I've been talking about, that we need to see happen. Oil is going to take care of itself, and I said that, but it'll take care of itself in the form of the agreements already there. We can't do nothing with the glut that they have until the countries around the world open back up. That's the virus. The vote is coming to an end. I mean, he has till the 12th of May. They said they wanted to do it before Ramadan, which is Thursday. So if we ask for it tomorrow, like he said, if he gets the vote on Wednesday or Thursday, that portion will be done. If it does, we'll wait for them to redo the budget. Do they need to wait till the end of Ramadan to bring out the budget? Nope. They don't. They can bring it out anytime between. They did say they're going to look at it. They're going to make some changes that they have to make because of the price of a barrel of oil, which makes sense. So how long is it going to take them to do that would be our next step. So everything's good. We're still here. The global economy now needs the GCR to take place to help get them back on track. We had 22 million people here in the U.S. lose their jobs in less than a month and a half. 22 million. It's going to take some of us thinking and working together to help get them back on track, to help employ them. So take this time again to have a plan. Put your plan together and be ready to work your plan to take the most and best advantage you can of this situation. All right, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. If something happens, some exciting news comes out, we'll tweet it out to you. Ray will throw it in the forum, but you will be updated. And until then, I'll see you when I see you. It should be Wednesday, right?
Okay, that's going to do it for us, ladies and gents, and we'll look forward to talking with you again on Hump Day Wednesday. So in the meantime, in between time, keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
You gotta let me know if y'all want me to sing this to you. I think I'm ready. I
believe. No, they're not ready.
The storm will soon be over.
No.
I believe the rain will go away. I believe that I can make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
Blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here. Enjoy your Monday.